It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Maestro Kelly Thompson is with us again to talk about Symphony in the Valley. Got a couple shows upcoming in October with some high school choir students, including Jace Whittington and Karis Walter, who are here with us as well. So I'm sensing a theme. You did Aspen Choral Society, helped you out with some shows last year, and so now some high school students.
Yeah, well, so probably in a perfect world, I would have spread these out a little bit more instead of doing, you know, one choral collaboration after another. But the timing was good for the high schools to do this concert at this time of the year. We did it about a similar concert about 3 years ago with several high schools in the area, including Liberty Classical, who we have two students here from today. And we did that at our winter Christmas concert, and that was very well attended, including bringing up Colorado Mesa University. That's Mon right. Atkinson brought his top choir up, and he did guest conducting for us. So we wanted to do something kind of like that again, and like I say, the timing just turned out really good to do it now. So that puts two choral collaborations back to back, but this one's going to be really fun.
And it's not just Liberty Classical.
No.
Again, Jason Karis go to Liberty Classical, LCA, if
right.
you will. But you've also got students all the way from Basalt to Rifle. So mm-hmm. Basalt, Coleridge, Liberty Classical, and Rifle High Schools.
Yeah.
You have a chance to rehearse with all of these students together, or is everybody kind of rehearsing separately? And
so far, everybody's separate, but we are, okay. yeah, we will get together before the concert a couple of times. In fact, we're going to do a dress rehearsal this week, and then the day of the first concert, we're going to do a big choral clinic kind of that whole afternoon. So it'll be a full day of choir that day for sure.
That's cool. How many students altogether from the four high schools?
You know, I should have counted that before you look. I'm thinking that our final number came in around the 70 mark, somewhere in there, 80, somewhere in there. So
okay. Yeah. Again, by the way, this happens on Friday, October 18th at 8 at Rifle High School, then Saturday, October 19th at 7 at Glenwood Springs High School. So in the respective high schools, just with the symphony and the choirs, you need that extra space that they have available.
Absolutely.
As opposed to some other venues that you've used in the past. Tickets available right now at SITV.org. $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, $45 for the whole immediate family. How do you define that?
Right. So it's parents and their minor children.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So, Karis, Jace, I'm curious how the choir portion of this fits into the area, the period of time that you're studying at Liberty Classical.
I feel like music is pretty relevant in all the periods that you study. It starts in antiquities, though we don't have a lot. We have a lot of the words from that. And then it works as we study each year. Music just, it spans over time, and I feel as though you can't just say that it fits specifically in 1 year. But the music this year, we're studying Americas at school. And so songs like From Sea to Shining Sea and Come the Fount of Every Blessing actually fit into the time period we're going to be studying throughout the year. We've been talking about them in choir along with some other hymns that were written during that time. So it fits in pretty well, considering.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and you're right, music is ubiquitous. Is that the term that...
Yeah, works.
it's everywhere, if you will, music for every occasion. So who is your choir director?
Doug Gelpe.
Okay, sure. I remember him when he was doing the same thing for a different school, actually, from a little bit further up valley. Great guy.
I think he may still be doing that, isn't he?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's just
busy
everywhere.
Guy. Yeah.
He does a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all around here?
How long? Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. When did you find out that you were going to be a part of this symphony performance? Was it beginning of the school year? Was it end of last year?
It was about a month ago, I think, that we found out that
really?
We've been invited to join.
Okay. Guess what? 6 weeks, you're going to be on stage with the symphony. Okay, and go. How often do you have choir class? How often do you get to practice?
We've been practicing for the past couple of school days, which we only have school on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay. And then it's been going really well.
So you have choir every day?
No.
When you go to school? Or...
Because Doug Jelpy has a job in Basalt, we only get to have choir on Thursdays.
Okay.
And then we'll have the arts on Mondays. So.
Gotcha. And how long do you get to spend with him? So you guys probably have a lot of homework going home and singing as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we meet on non-school days as well with our director, Renee Miller, because she also plays piano and she helps us work out all of our parts so that we have more time and we can hit the ground running when we all get together.
Gotcha. How many songs are you going to do?
Five.
Five songs? So, Kelly, is that five songs for each school, or is that...
That's all combined.
Five, okay. So everybody has the same five songs
right.
to learn. How many students from each one of the choirs?
Well, so Rifle High School has the most in the concert. And again, I should have counted. I'll do
well,
that.
Well, and again, I should probably shouldn't have asked the same question in a different way, huh? but I'm curious about parts and that kind of thing. I mean, did you coordinate somewhat with the choir directors in terms of, okay, how many basses do you have? How many tenors or that kind of thing?
Not so much, just more of a, you know, how many do you have that we can involve? This time of year there is typically another choir festival, and I honestly off the top of my head can't remember what it is.
I bet Jason Karras could probably tell you. No? Okay.
No, but I'm sure that Daryl Gingrich up at Rifle High School could tell me if he was sitting here. Anyway, they aren't having that this year, so this is kind of taking the place of that. So they're bringing, you know, like gotcha. Rifle High School is bringing their top choir, as is Coleridge. And Basalt, the new choir director, has brought together as many as she could fit this time of year into the program to bring them down to us. So it should be a good show.
The title of the performance is What's Your Story? Mm-hmm. So what's the theme? Explain how that fits into the theme.
So music can, you know, often tell a story. You know, there's certainly two different ways you can do that. That the composer actually had a story in mind as he was composing it and is telling that story through music. And then,
for
of course,
instance, Peter and the Wolf.
That's one of the better examples, absolutely. And then the other way is just to listen to music and say, well, what is this? What do you see or hear or feel when you hear this?
Okay,
you can go about it a couple of different ways. And in this case, we have a lot of music that comes from different stories. I guess a big chunk of the theme is Alice in Wonderland and Jabberwocky. When we were looking for music, again, Daryl Gingrich from the high school here in Rifle just threw that out as an idea that he really liked. And then, of course, as we talk about every time we talk, one of the challenges is to find music that includes a full orchestration. That was one that I was able to find mostly orchestrated already and just get a little bit done by Clark Galt down in Grand Junction, our kind of resident arranger and transcriber. And so he expounded upon it a little bit, made it a little bit more like the original movie, because this is from the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland. It's her theme from that movie, okay. Danny Elfman composition, which he's one of my favorite movie composers. In any event.
One of the most prolific in our
very
lifetime.
Very much, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so, anyway, when he kind of said that and I saw that, you know, of course I'm thinking all of the Lewis Carroll storytelling ideas. And one of my favorite songs from my youth, a couple years ago, was called Jabberwocky, and it was written by Sam Pottle. And that one does not have any orchestration. It's just piano and toy percussion and choir. But I looked through it and just thought, you know, this could be arranged for orchestra. So again, I I sent that off to Clark and said, what can we do with this? And he composed or arranged a new version of that with full orchestra. So we'll be world premiering the full orchestra version of Sam Pottle's Jabberwocky, which...
Never before heard, right?
Not in this way, no. I mean, obviously the music is... if you've heard, there's when you go out and look, because it's kind of funny, I remember doing Jabberwocky when I was in high school at a music camp, actually. And when I went to find it...
Would that be similar to band camp, Kelly?
Yeah. No. Yes and no. Anyway, Jabberwocky has been put into music. I mean, you know the poem, 'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Tove. No? Okay.
No, I am so sorry. The closest I could come would be the dancing group that has the residency in Las Vegas, right, and that would be the Jabberwockies, not right. Jabberwockies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, so, and I'm sure there's other people listening who aren't familiar with it either. It's a nonsense poem. It was written by Lewis Carroll, and it was in the book Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There, which was the sequel to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And it's just, it truly is a bunch of nonsense words put together that sound like a real story. Words like galumphing, that's not a word, but it still gives you a visual impression of what, I mean, if you were to see something galumphing along, what do you think, right? I mean, it's a cool word. But anyway, so this poem is full of words like that, and this version was very fun.
Okay, so Dakaris and Jace have to pronounce words like galumphing while singing. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to talk about that. Again, the website is sitv.org. You can get tickets online. Music students, by the way, are absolutely free on the 18th and 19th. So if you've got a young person that's in music class in high school or...
For any... youth that have a music teacher, all they really have to be able to do is remember their music teacher's name.
That should be pretty easy.
That's what we require.
I'm guessing if I dropped Bruce Maxwell on you, you probably are not going to. That's not going to get me in for free.
Sorry.
Adults are $15, $10 for students and seniors, $45 for parents with minor children. Again, it's Friday, October 18th, 8 o'clock at Rifle High School. Saturday, October 19th, 7 o'clock at Glenwood Springs High School. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Maestro, Mr. Kelly Thompson. Karis called him Mr. Thompson during the break, so I feel like I haven't been paying you the respect that you're due. So Karis Walter and Jace Whittington also here with us. So there are a couple students at Liberty Classical Academy. Again, it's a Symphony in the Valley with choir students from Basalt, Coleridge, LCA, and Rifle High School. So a number of young people. So let's talk again about, before we left, we were on the subject of pronouncing all of these nonsensical words. So, Jace, I'm guessing you hadn't heard these words before.
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
So give me some examples of some of the words you have to not only pronounce correctly, but enunciate while singing.
One of them that, like, when we've been practicing, it's been messing me up is it's like aphasia. It's, like, hard to pronounce while doing it. The other one is gyre, singing gyre. I don't like it. That's not it. But Moam, that's pretty easy. Borgoves, that one's...
Borgoves.
Yeah, that one's not easy to sing.
Wow. Do you know the context? Like, what line is Borgoves in?
I don't.
Okay. Now, Karis, you said you had actually read the poem. So... Were you a little more familiar with all these words when you started trying to sing them?
I mean, I'd read it before. I guess I really hadn't thought too deeply about the pronunciation of them until I looked at the pronunciation guide and went, oh, wait, that's how you say that word? Like some of them, you know, the English language, the G followed by specific vowels makes a J sound. But in this poem, the way that they ask you to pronounce it, the G makes a G sound. And so it's hard to read it and know that that defies the laws of the English language, the way they're asking you to sing it.
Who came up with it? Was the pronunciation guide provided?
It is. Sam Pottle, the composer, did give a pronunciation guide.
So, okay, all right.
Which is handy.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. Otherwise, you're just kind of on your own. Well, good luck.
But yeah, like Chase was saying, like there's a word uffish, which is uff as in huff, not oof. If you look at it, you would probably think oofish just because of the way it looks on the page. But it's uffish.
Wow.
Frabjous is another one, which
that's
is
my favorite.
Fabulous.
Frabjous, okay.
Gorgeous, stuck together, frabjous.
Okay. I think in the psychological world, you would call this word salad.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Although that's usually, I think, with real words. I'm not sure that they're necessarily made up, though I guess they could be. Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, I guess you start with something interesting and then you continue building on it and it comes out to be a really cool kind of performance. Mm-hmm. Typically with symphony, I know when you do a new performance, Kelly, you'll add a song or two each performance. So what favorites, I guess, is the term I'm looking for, do you have in this What's Your Story performance?
Well, so with our symphony swing, it's kind of that way because there's so much music involved in that one that we generally just try to add a handful each year and bring back a bunch of favorites. And, you know, we're actually to the point now where we've got so many that we have done that we don't really have to repeat other than, you know, a lot of the favorites that we have to do every year or pretty much every year, like In the Mood, things like that. With a typical concert, the majority of the music will be new to us, like this one. However, on this one, we did bring back English Folk Song Suite. We did that, I think, back in 2014. There's some fun, you know.
Will the kids be singing to this one as
no,
well?
No, so okay. the first okay. half of the show is just orchestra.
Okay.
We're doing three selections. American Landscape, which is just kind of a really beautiful piece that I'm trying to remember exactly what she says about it. The composer, Soon-Hee Newbold is her name, what she said about American Landscape. It's inspired by train rides through the countryside, from the plains to majestic mountains, forests and streams to large cities. So it's just kind of a story through pictures and then related through music. So that's part of the story there. English Folk Song Suite, of course, folk songs generally tell stories about
right.
the country. This is a Ray Vaughan Williams piece that was originally written for band and then orchestrated thereafter by Gordon Jacob. And it's just a really fun one, again, that we've done a few years ago and thought we'd bring that one back. And then another new one called Unconquered. Well, it's new to us, and it's actually fairly new too. It was written, I think, in 2011 or 12 by Bruce Tippett, and it's just a really neat piece. It was originally written to showcase the different instruments in the orchestra, kind of lets every section do their thing at one time or another.
I like songs like that.
Yeah, and it also, it's got some very interesting melodies and counter melodies that kind of clash, but they're supposed to, and so it kind of makes you feel and think a little bit different about, I mean, we're obviously more used to it today in the popular movie music of the day. There's a lot of that kind of feel and theme anyway, but it is fun, and it's a challenge to play because when you play two notes that don't sound good together and you still have to make them sound correct, if you know what I mean,
gotcha,
instead of
right.
a mistake. So that's yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Every time we talk, it's always so interesting because you do a lot of contemporary orchestra music. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting to me how much of it is still being written. Even, you know, recently, it's you think of, you know, classical music with the strings and the full orchestra and you know, you think of 19th century and before, you know, Tchaikovsky and Mozart and all that. But there are actually a lot of people still writing this type of music,
mm-hmm.
even
Absolutely.
Now. So that's the first half of the performance.
Yes.
Again, on October 18th at 8 at Rifle High School, October 19th at 7 at Glenwood Springs High School, Symphony in the Valley presents What's Your Story? featuring students from high school choirs from Basalt, Rifle, Coleridge, and Liberty Classical Academy like Karis and Jace. Again, you can buy tickets at sitv.org. They're just $15 for adults, $10 students and seniors, $45 for the family. That's mom and dad with minor children. And then, of course, music students are free if you can remember the name of your music teacher and if they are still teaching you actively now.
Right.
Yes. And if you are a student. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Symphony in the Valley's What's Your Story performances at Glenwood Springs and Rifle High Schools on Saturday the 19th, Friday the 18th, respectively. Glenwood on Saturday, Rifle on Friday. I shouldn't have said it backwards. But
Just making sure people are paying attention.
There you go. Again, tickets and information at sitv.org. Kelly Thompson is the maestro for this one. As has it been 10 years now you've been a conductor?
Oh, not quite, no. Okay. We're at, I started conductor in 2013, I think.
Okay, so
we're
6 years.
Five or six, yeah.
Is that
going
it?
On six, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You did guest conducting maybe before that.
Yeah, I worked with the Symphony Swing especially.
Gotcha.
Here and there and done something.
Jace Whittington and Karis Walter are students at Liberty Classical Academy. They will be singing at this performance. First half is symphony, then maybe a little intermission, and bring the students on stage, and then they'll be singing after that. So go down the list of songs, and I'll because there are five numbers, right, that they'll be singing on.
We're going to start off with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's a traditional hymn. And just a beautiful arrangement of that. So that kind of, you know, tells that story. That's a big story in music. I mean, the church and, you know, was was a big part of music's evolution through the years.
So the two of you familiar with the hymn before? I had a feeling you might say so. I knew Jace would say so. I don't know Karis that well. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually sing it quite a bit at school with all of our age groups during, we have like a time on Thursdays when we just get together and sing with the whole school. And so that's one of the songs that's been in our rotation for years now.
So you know it very, very well.
Yeah, it's actually interesting to sing it with a different group because it is a different arrangement in a part and the harmonies and things are a little different. So.
How did you handle that, Kelly? Obviously, each song can be arranged in unlimited number of ways. Were you able to record the symphony performing it so that all the students could practice with the same music? Or what kind of practice music did you come up with?
I'm fairly certain that I found recordings of everything that had been done. Some of them, you know, I was able to just get straight from the publisher, you know, the professional recording that they did. Others I was able to find on YouTube. So we have examples that they can listen to and kind of hear how it's going to sound.
So that one is pretty easy for you then.
Well, in the age of the internet, yes, it's become easier. Yeah. Sometimes it's not. But.
Jace was shaking it. Jace and Karis were shaking their heads, yes. You couldn't hear them shaking their heads, but trust me, they were both answering in the affirmative on that one. So that's the first number.
Yeah, and then the next one is We Can Dream. It's by Pink Zebra. And so that's a newer one, composition. So Pink Zebra, pseudonym of a successful music producer and composer. His music tracks have been licensed more than 95,000 times worldwide for everything ranging from YouTube videos to TV and film. Anyway, when I was looking for music, I found We Can Dream and just really loved it. And it had not a full orchestration, but piano strings and vocal. Mm. And it was just really beautiful. So that one, of course.
So talk about the Pink Zebra number, Jace. What do you think? Yeah, don't you be pointing at Karis.
I like it. It's probably one of the ones I prefer more
out of
the selection of songs. Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is Jabberwocky, though. Like, even though some of the words are hard to sing, it's still definitely my favorite song.
Sometimes the challenge can be rewarding when you actually figure it out and you hear the end result, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? You agree with that?
Yeah, I'd have to say We Can Dream is probably my favorite just because there's so much beauty in the song, and it does so much dynamic. It doesn't, it's not as intense necessarily as the other songs, but it's very just beautiful to listen to and to really listen to the words of.
Okay. So it may be a little bit more simplistic, but the thrust, if you will, is in the meaning behind the lyric and the words.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, the very first lyric is "What's your story?"
Interesting. Okay. So you might say that that's the eponymous number for... So the third song.
Well, we've already talked about Alice's theme, and sure. So that's third, and then Jabberwocky is fourth. And then we're going to end... We started the concert off with American Landscape, not technically a patriotic song, but in some ways, and we're going to end the concert with a very patriotic song from Sea to Shining Sea, which is a fantasy based on America the Beautiful. And one of the neat things about that, of course, patriotic music is very important musically in any country, and certainly ours.
Sure.
That this particular arrangement is kind of neat. If you wouldn't do this arrangement if you didn't have an orchestra along with singers, because it goes back and forth. The orchestra will play a little bit, and then the singers will sing with accompaniment a little bit, and then the orchestra will just play a little bit. And so it combined, it's really a neat neat version of America the Beautiful. And then it ends with just the singers for a few bars at the grand finale, and then the orchestra comes in again on the final note. So
love
it's
that.
Really neat.
I love that. You want my list of keys to success in an arrangement? You got to have the a cappella break, or you know, bridge, or whatever you want to call it. You got to have brass. Anyway. I'm sure there are others, but it's so cool when that, I don't know, it's just something about that way when songs are like that I really enjoy.
And another thing that's kind of fun, and Alice's theme does this, is lots of oohs and ahs, where the choir is one of the instruments, so to speak. You know, they're filling the harmony out and doing a really important almost background thing. And of course, if the whole concert was that way, the singers wouldn't enjoy it at all. But when you do it as a part of a bigger concert, it's kind of neat. But you hear that a lot in movie music, of course, Danny Elfman and John Williams. All of these composers use sometimes Latin and sometimes just, you know, oohs and ahs in the background that make up a really neat effect. So
you guys want to give us some example of the oohs and ahs? No? Okay. It was worth a try. I figured I would ask. I would give you the opportunity. Kelly, any sponsors of What's Your Story for Symphony in the Valley that you'd like to recognize?
So as always, we're looking for sponsors. This is our first concert of the season, so visit sitv.org and you can do the Sponsor Us tab. Just click on that. We always get a nice sponsorship from Garfield County. We also have Bank of Colorado, Post Independent, the New Youth Theater Society, among others. But those are the main ones on the poster. So,
again, sitv.org. You can learn about sponsorship opportunities there. And you can also buy tickets to What's Your Story. Again, Friday, October 18th, 8 p.m., Rifle High School. Saturday, October 19th, 7 p.m. at Glenwood Springs High School. $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, $45 for parents with minor children, and then music students are free if you can remember the name of your music teacher.
Yes.
Which I would hope would be very, very easy, right?
Yeah.
Karis, Jace, anything you'd like folks to know about the performance? Great opportunity.
Yeah, just to be able to have the opportunity to sing with an orchestra and a massive choir, that's really cool because most people don't have that.
And other students your age, too.
Yeah.
Imagine that's probably... Now, is everybody from the choir going to be performing, or did Mr. Jelpy just pick out a few of you that he thinks are the, you know, the have the best licks, if you will?
Well, we really had to, like, scare straight a couple of students to actually join. Like, but, yeah, it was mainly volunteers.
Okay. And how many from LCA?
I think it's 5 or 6.
Okay. So 5 or 6, so probably around 25 total students from all the different schools then, if I'm doing my math right. I keep coming back to that. I don't know why. Karis, what about you? Any final thoughts?
I mean, I'd agree with Jace. Being part of something like that requires so much teamwork and just being part of a really big group is a really awesome opportunity, but it's also really awesome to be able to watch that and experience the fullness of voices combining with so many different instruments is a really, really great experience. So.
And probably the whole process of watching it all come together, too. We should come back together and talk about this after the show so that we can talk about the whole process and how great it was that everything came together so so quickly and easily and thoroughly. And yeah, I'm putting ideas in your head here. Yeah, how's it working?
It's working well. I feel moved, very motivated, you know?
Perfect. That was exactly my intent. Kelly, any final thoughts from you?
So I counted the choir members while you were talking there, and it's actually over 100, so I was a little low. But
over 100 yes. Choir members. Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you've got 100 students on stage, along with symphony, which is around 50, if I remember right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so 150 musicians on stage, another great performance from Symphony in the Valley. Again, it's called What's Your Story? Friday, October 18th, 8 p.m. at Rifle High School. Saturday, October 19th at 7 p.m. at Glenwood Springs High School. Tickets and information at SITV.org, including if you would like to be a sponsor for the this season, which this is the first performance of the season. Yeah. All right. Well, we will talk to all of you soon. I don't know if it was a stage play, I'd say break a leg, but do a great job. How's that? Talk to you soon. Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.